directed by Michael Krill and Josh D.
Okay, welcome to the NAU Jazz Festival. My name is Raul Yanez. I'll be providing some comments that hopefully will be beneficial. Good save, guys. Good save. This is the beautiful thing about live music and is these little variables. And a testament to you guys is how these little variables can be a little different every time. And getting back in time and getting back in sync with the band is something that I really hold to a high regard. So I really appreciate you guys and staying focused and making that quick fix. And now you guys are rolling. Congratulations, Adam. Jacob Arndt, you're doing an awesome job. And Amish, Mr. Gupta also. Thank you so much, guys, for stepping out and trying out this whole improvising thing. Okay, guys, be careful a little bit, saxophones, to not, especially Barry sax, to not draw out the guy right next to you. All right. All right, Mr. Krill, bringing the heat. I really, really appreciate you giving these guys the time to take a stab at this whole improvising thing. And trumpet players, I have to commend you too. It's to be the solo trumpet player and the lead trumpet player, that's quite a feat. And just being two of you guys, and you probably are making up for a couple of guys that either are missing or maybe the band is just two trumpets and you guys have to accommodate for that. But it is, you guys are doing a really good job. Now, be careful with your embouchure. If you, it sounds like, looking down here, I don't see you guys are going to be doing a lot of solos afterwards, but it's always tough to be the soloist and the lead trumpet player. And so just make sure you relax your embouchure when you're not playing. And for those last notes, especially when we need that big ending, give yourself a nice strong air support. Because again, I know you both soloed, and to have that's a lot to ask a trumpet player to do solo and play the parts as well. And I think you guys are doing a great job. Just take a nice deep breath to make sure we can support all the way to the end. Don't rush that voicing, altos. I haven't said anything to you, to the bass player, because I think you're doing an awesome job. It's really tough to play the blues for that long, and I think you did a good job. Appreciate you. This song, playing battles like this, really shows the maturity of the band, and I commend you guys and your band director for challenging you guys to try to play ballads. Because now every single note you guys play needs to be perfect, because it's the tempo so slow we can hear everything. So again, trumpets, make sure you load up with air and support before you come in with your entrance. Uh-oh. That was a little bit out of tune. Drummer, again, appreciate you keeping the tempo and being consistent. Sometimes the simple things are the more complex things. By you keeping a steady tempo as you are, it allows us as listeners to hear all the beautiful harmonies that are coming out of the horns. Just things to grow on. Maybe adding a side stick on beat four, something like one, two, three, side stick. One, two, three, side stick. Might help us as a band keep that pulse going. Now, ladies and gentlemen in the horn section, I know we're reading this chart, but you want to make sure you set up your stands in a way that you can see your director. Especially on that section, he was directing you guys to stay more on top of the beat, because on sections like this, it's so easy to slow down. Hear that major seven before you play it. It's tough. Congratulations. Nice sax solo. For the most part, you guys stayed behind the sound and the sound of the soloist, which is great. And that's something that you guys will always have to make sure you're always controlling. On the piano, some ideas. As for that last song, is play up an octave. You know what I mean? Because when it's slow like that, even if you played what's written and then played it up an octave on beat 2 and 3, it would really help the band, because we're kind of missing.
But we're going to be featuring on Cafe Zanzibar, Adam again on trumpet, Jacob on trumpet, and Animesh on, and Brian again, sorry, Animesh is done, sorry. You can get autographs later, though. Brian's going to play a little trombone again, which will be a real treat. So thanks a lot again for listening. Here we go with Cafe Zanzibar. Round of applause for the bass player, because she found out 2 nights ago that she was going to be subbing for the regular bass player. So, give her a hand, please.
That's just crazy what your bass player is doing. How old is she? I'm glad you're hitting those voicings. Good job, piano player, and reading the harmony. All we have to do now is kind of add more rhythms to it. Drummer, I like the way you're switching solos, cymbals for the solo, giving each one a different color. Let me see, I'm going to move. Yeah, I would lean a little bit more towards the bell, just so we can get the ping more. So we can, that eighth note could be articulated better. A piano player, another suggestion that I do to teach the upbeats is you're reading these right on the downbeat. Play your left hand pinky on beat 1 and play the other notes on the end of 1. It will change the whole feel of the music. So now you'd sound like this. You know what I mean? It'll give us that upbeat. All African derived music lives on those upbeats. So, well, that's a trick that I like to teach. Play the pinky on the downbeat, and play the rest of the notes on the end of 1. And then what it ends up with as an audience, we hear you comping on the end of 1. Nice little trick that I know, if I had a chance to sit down with you, you would get immediately. Because what I do like about what you're doing is you are playing those voicings, which is not easy for a young pianist to hear all those dissonant chords, because you're playing some really altered chords there. And you're doing a good job of holding it down. Cha 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 cha. This rhythm that I keep saying over and over is really what I'm thinking about when I'm playing a song that's kind of like cha-cha-esque, kind of Latin kind of thing. But since your drummer's playing quarter notes on a side stick, it reminds me of a cha-cha type of style. So that's what I would be using as my piano rhythm. Cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha. And you don't have to play that over and over. You could just say that in your head and then pick some of them to play. So I'll give you an example right now. Cha, 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 cha. Drums, good job keeping it together. Again, kudos to our bass player who just found out a couple of days ago about all this music. There's just no way to have this all perfect in 2 days. So thank you so much for stepping out of your comfort zone and saying, yeah, I'll do it, Mr. Krill. And with that regard, drummer, I'm also giving you a lot of respect for you don't have the bass player that you had probably during your rehearsals. So you're still doing a job of staying consistent, regardless of the new bass player that you're playing with right now. So I appreciate you for that. Couple of things to move forward with. Drums. I think using your hi-hat more would be your next step as far as moving forward as a drummer. Like that whole section right there where one thing you could do is just keep tapping the hi-hat slightly as to make it so it can rattle. And so while the horn section was holding the notes, you could hit the cymbals and then do your little feel like you did, which is fine. But if you had that cymbal rattling, the rhythm and ideas that you did would have sounded better because you had this wash of cymbals in the background, and so in a nutshell, I think if you can utilize more of your hi-hat, that would be a great thing as a next step. Mr. Krill, again, I definitely love to champion all the band directors that are willing to get these young musicians to just take a chance at improvising. I mean, in the end, that's what really separates this art music from classical music or any of the other even more contemporary art forms, is the idea that someone's going to actually learn and study harmony and then at the whim and in a split second make decisions that are musical and within a tradition. So I really respect you guys for getting out there and improvising and feeling how fun and scary as it is. But in the end, remember, it's just music. So don't let the nervousness get in the way, and just get out there. All you can do now is be the man you are at that moment. And if you've had a time to practice and listen to a lot of recordings and imitate those recordings, would you sound better? Of course you would have. And so that would be my next challenge for you guys. It's just to continue on with what you're doing. And I know there's just not enough time in the day with all the other curricular activities that you guys might have. But just the idea of just sitting down and listening to a suggested listening by Michael Krill would really serve all of your solos even more. Even just from the most minimalistic ideas, even just listening to one track and listening to that soloist and listening to their phrase, and then stop the recording and see if you can vocalize that idea, and then see it, and then rewind it and see if you played along with it, and see if you can vocalize it in pitch, and then come back and bring your horn, and even if they're not the same notes as the ones you vocalized, at least you'll be invoking is a lot of the tradition and articulations and phrasing that you would see in a lot of jazz music. Great job. Thank you, bass player, for sitting in and supporting this band. You guys are all doing a fine job. Good luck, and
enjoyed listening to you all. Thank you all.